Saturday afternoon on Energy FM, and I'm joined in the studio now by Andrew Dalrymple from Isle of Man Newspapers, of course. Andy knows all about Manx football, and what a season we've had, Andy.
It's been tremendous, and thanks for saying I know all about it. I'd like to think I know a large percentage, maybe not all, but there you go. So it's been cracking season. Obviously, St George's, they swept the board again, but they were pushed all the way by a certain club from the West, Peel. They gave it a good go. And obviously, St Mary's and Old Boys in spells put a bit of pressure on Geordie. So, yeah, cracking season all around, really.
I was going to say, because at half-time, you did like a half-time season review, I think back in December, January time, St George's Grand Slam was more of an outside bet, really, wasn't it?
Well, no one really talked about it till the last couple of weeks of the season, and I think that shows you how close it was. I agree. I was just thinking back then what we said probably totally contradicting what I'm saying now, but no, it was Geordie's will and desire. They just kept plugging away, as they do, and they managed to take advantage of a couple of late slips by Peel to sweep the board for the second time.
And to be completely brutal and honest about it, did Peel chuck it?
A little bit, yeah. You would have said Old Boys was never going to be an easy fixture, and of course they lost that one. That was compounded then by probably a result that didn't matter, losing to St Mary's, but neither of them are easy games. But I think that's where St George's shined through. They've been there, they've done that. If you look at, they themselves have missed out on Grand Slams and trophies three or four times, but they've got that mentality, that determination that just keeps driving them through. And that'll hopefully, if Peel can retain the squad they have this season, they've got that memory now, that horrible memory of losing the title when seemingly it was theirs, that will hopefully give, you know, something they can build on next season and, you know, push Geordie's again.
But on that same note, Geordie's all realised how close they came to losing it, and maybe that'll give them a kick up the backside.
Again, you know, the transfer rumour mills have already started, and it all depends and see which sort of movement there is in the squads. You know, the Geordie squad is getting to the sort of tail end of their career. Some might say, well, I've got a family now, I'm going to retire. You just don't know. And still, the first sort of weekend in August when we get the first fixtures, we'll see what the squads are shaping up like. We'll see who's gone where. And as you say, yeah, no, Geordie's, my colleague Dave did an article, and they're already gunning for another. They want that back-to-back Grand Slams. No one's ever done that. They missed out last season by one game, losing in the Hospital Cup final to Old Boys. So that's what they want, and that's what's going to drive them. But as I say, it'll all depend on what happens in the summer, who moves around where and when, sort of thing.
Because there's one thing I've talked to Chris Bass about before. That Geordie squad, a lot of them, I mean, we were all in the same year at school, and we went to school, a lot of them. So they're now 31, 32. At some point, there's going to have to be a button pressed where a lot of new faces come in at once.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, to be fair, if you look at their combi team, has struggled this season. And the majority of the combi are probably similar age to the first team. They haven't got the youth set up that other clubs have around the island. I think they've tried to remedy it in the past, and they had a half a dozen promising 17 to 18 year olds. But the problem was, they saw that unless they were exceptional, they were never going to get anywhere near that first team squad, and have gone elsewhere. You know, I think a few went to Wonk and some went to Corinthians. It's happened in the past. So, you know, that's probably Chris's next big task, is how he starts integrating fresh younger players into that team. He's brought a couple through this season. Ben Bradley, the fullback's impressed me when he's played. And it's a massive overhaul, though. I think if you look at it in professional football terms, Ferguson had to do it at United. And now Chris is going to have to start thinking about it at St George's. But let's, you know, be honest. The boys, if they stick together, are still the best. And they're going to dominate, maybe, unless Peel, you know, as I say, put up a sustained challenge for another couple of seasons yet.
So there we go. Geordie's possibly to stay at the top for at least two or three more seasons. We'll have more from Andy when we come back.